This is Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor and professional in education.
My name is Doralina Luna. I'm an immigration attorney. I consider myself a first-generation Mexican-American, having been born here in the U.S., but having grown up on both sides of the border. My history with immigration has been forged since I was about 5 or 6 years old. One of the first places that I lived in the U.S. was in a little town called Calexico, California. And we lived in an apartment that was right across the street from the border, from the fence. And it was a very tall fence. And one of my first memories there was to see people climbing the fence and jumping over. At that time, it was the 70s, so it was mostly young men that would be crossing. So that was my first experience with immigration, save for my own, because my family wasn't from the U.S. I was the only one that was born here. So I would say we also migrated from Mexicali to Calexico, California. I would say all my life I've said that I'm a child of the border, right? Because I lived in Calexico, I lived in Brawley, I lived in El Centro, California. Later on, I grew up in Yuma, Arizona, and they've always been border towns. Even Tucson, not necessarily border town, but pretty close to the border, right? And how has my identity defined it? Well, my interest in the border, my interest in immigration came from that and understanding what people go through on both sides of the border, and especially the climate and the culture around border towns.
So you mentioned that you define yourself as a child of the border. How that child and nowadays your profession and who you are is connecting with the Tucson community?
Well, I don't say I'm a child of the border anymore because I'm no longer a child, but I would definitely say that I know and understand what my community feels, how they have grown up. We've grown up using both languages, even if family members don't speak English completely. They understand English. They understand some words. We're in what I used to call Nepantla. We're in the middle ground, right? We're not really in Mexico. We're not really in the U.S. because we're in both at the same time. We take the best things from each culture. We take the best foods that we like. We take the best music that we like. We take our work ethic, we take a lot of things from both cultures. It is that deep understanding that I have, that I've had all my life, that helps me connect with my clients, that helps me connect with my community, and that I believe makes me much more effective than someone who didn't have the honor of growing up in the border.
Could you share your social media or how people can find more about you?
I do have a Facebook page, and the firm name is Doralina Law. Doralina Law, you can find me on Facebook. We're also on Instagram.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Knitting Identities. Visit our program page at kxci.org. Production and engineering by Juan Hernandez. I'm your host, Dr. Nadia Alvarez, for KXCI Tucson.